That's it.
Now, afternoon, I think beginning of the afternoon session, perhaps some questions may be useful. So, Buddha Dharma, some scholar described Buddhism is not religion, but science of mind. I think it's quite true, because the Buddhism, like any other non-theistic religion, the basic concept is law of causality. Cause and effect, go like that. So the thing which we are very much concerned, that is suffering, pain, and joyful, or pleasant, or happy.
Happiness.
So the pains and pleasure, these things are feeling. So feeling means part of our mind. So the causes of that, of course, external factors also there, but mainly within our own mind. So logically, in order to reduce suffering, pains, worry, sadness, fear. They ultimately depend on our mental attitude. So shaping new way, our mind. Just a mere determination or mere wish. Some extent is some effect, but that cannot sort of affect more the profound way. So here, I think conviction, firm conviction, that is something important. Now, firm conviction must come out of analytical meditation. So therefore, the Buddhist way of approach is utilize human intelligence maximum way, through that way, transform our mind. So, now in Buddha Dharma, the essence, I think all Buddhist teaching based on Four Noble Truths. Four Noble Truths, Dambashi Shadiyadi, Mindubi, Dungegi Chok, Gunin Yomo Chok, Dundichi, Dandu Dewa, Namjang Chok.
So when we speak of the Four Noble Truths, within the teachings of the Four Noble Truths, we recognize two sets of cause and effect.
No.
So when we speak of Four Noble Truths, essentially within the teachings of Four Noble Truths, we recognize two sets of cause and effects. One set that relates to the nature of suffering, that which we do not naturally desire, and also that suffering and its origin relates to one set that pertains to the afflicted class of phenomena or unenlightened existence. And a second set of cause and effects we find in the teachings on the Four Noble Truths relate to happiness, what we aspire for and what we wish to achieve. And that cause and effect category belongs to the class of enlightened phenomena or enlightened class.
In Sanskrit tradition, the Shirinjimbu and the Uddhaka, Chumden De, and Tengizhu and Nyoba Shuni. And Nyoba Shuni Shimbegane, that's how you told Papa Chanya Siddha, and Shiribu, Chibotin Manche. No. Chenin, Children, determination, Any shirty part of the symbol in you are la any Chanju Simbi Simbisco Yari, Chanju Simbi Simbe, any Tony Musum of the Shirup, Tella, Shirty part of the Chimbas and City Yari. That should be part of the Chimbas Adela, Dirty Chimbat, D Chimbas Chenny. That Chandu led to Salmon. That dig under D Chimbe on the Savina, Mother Casual Chisu Simbe, Julia. 실수서 하고 있기를이야. 바라주신 것도 이게 왜 이 말이? 제가 잠가 어디는 인류산에 시럽이 시부지 개성 송도가 베제민 콜레 시럽이 바라주신 바 시진 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 시대야. 어디는 이 말이? 예, 죽었다.
So in the case of we were talking about the importance of determination, but at the same time, aspiration and determinations in itself cannot bring about the profound transformation we are seeking for. So, for example, at the beginning of the Heart Sutra, which was chanted, the Heart Sutra opens with a dialogue between Shariputra and Avalokiteshvara while the Buddha Shakyamuni remain in the meditative state. And so in the opening of the dialogue between Shariputra and Avalokiteshvara, a question is raised. For a bodhisattva who wish to engage in the practices of the perfection of wisdom, how shall he or she go about doing it? And then the text opens with a saying that, with a statement that the bodhisattva who wishes to engage in the practices of the perfection of wisdom must proceed in the following manner. He or she must view all the five aggregates, the physical and the mental aggregates, to be devoid of inherent existence. So right there, at the beginning, at the very opening of the text itself, there is a reference to the need for cultivation of wisdom of emptiness. So the point being made here is that although determination and based upon aspiration is very important to motivate one towards the practices, but it is the determination and aspiration complemented with the faculty of wisdom that is going to make the big difference. So between the two primary modalities of an approach on the path, one approaching more in the form of aspiration and determination, one through the application of intelligence, between these two, it's the application of the faculty of intelligence that is more important. So when we speak about wisdom here, generally in the text there are mentions of wisdom pertaining to conventional level of truth or phenomena and wisdom pertaining to the ultimate level of truth or phenomena. Between these two, it is the understand wisdom related to the understanding of the ultimate truth that is primary. And so when we speak about perfection of wisdom, for example, even the very title of the text is referred to as perfection of wisdom. So here we are talking about not just any wisdom, but a wisdom realizing emptiness, and that also at the level of a perfection. So when we speak of perfection of wisdom, we are talking about a realization of emptiness, which is reinforced and complemented with the faculty or factor of awakening mind, bodhicitta. So the direct realization of the wisdom that directly realizes emptiness and that is complemented with the factor of bodhicitta, that is referred to as the perfection of wisdom. So when we look at the etymology of the term perfection of wisdom, prajna paramita or paramita, paramita means to go beyond. So in the etymology, one can understand this in terms of the actual process, that which goes beyond, or that which to which one has gone beyond. So if you understand perfection in terms of the actual process, then the wisdom directly realizing emptiness that is present in the bodhisattva's mental continuum, that can be understood as a perfection of wisdom. So the main point is that all of this emphasizes the role of wisdom, particularly in the Sanskrit tradition. So, for example, just now we had the recitation of Heart Sutra, and towards the end of Heart Sutra, there is a mantra, a string of mantra, which begins in the following, which reads in the following, Tathyatha gade gade paragade parasamgade. So Tathyatha means it is thus, gone beyond. So this explains the process of going beyond. So, of course, the major explanations will come later.
So there's the basic sort of structure of Buddha Dharma. Now, So 드셔지잖아요. 그게 드셔 가서 그게 감동 나봐도 삼십이 드셔 때부터야. 그래서 시시 두어나버시 송어는 시시하니 시한은 드셔야지. 랑게다 냠는 시하니 전주부터 틈방세야. 다음에 레지 다음에 차법에 있네. 다 가서 그게 주로 좀 보시기 전에 다 책이 있나? 왜냐? 냠바베 근원디 근원으로 냠바베 면에 자진디 상 차바베 면에 자진디 상에 내셔 차바디 내도 켜요 그래스 아니 삼국주 태아요 그래스 저 소원이 그래 다른 집시에
So the next major outline of the text that we'll be reading from or addressing is having explained the greatness of the author and the teaching itself. The third outline is how to now engage, proceed with the exposition, teaching and listening to the teaching itself with what kind of attitudes and states of mind. And here, the main point being made is that the reason why, you know, we engage in the exposition and listening to the teachings is to really fulfill our aspiration to bring the realization of our immediate and long-term welfare. And in order to bring about that realization of that aspiration successfully, certain conditions needs to be met on the part of both listener and on the part of the teacher, so that whatever is taught and whatever is heard really serves their purpose of becoming as beneficial and as effective as possible. So on the part of the listener, certain conditions need to be created so that your state of mind and your attitude and your motivation for listening to the teachings remain pure so that it makes you receptive to be beneficial, to benefit from the teachings. And on the part of the teacher also, it is important to make sure that as far as the motivation of the teacher in giving the teaching is concerned, it is unadulterated, it is pure, so that the motivation is to really be bring benefit to the student and to the listener. And here, for example, the qualities that are very important are, for example, in the qualities that are listed for attracting students and gathering students, there are four qualities that are identified. And the last two are very important. These two are teaching appropriately and living those ideals that you teach, living through your own examples. So these are very important on the part of the teacher so that whatever is taught, really, and also as much as possible on the part of the teacher, it is important to have the skills to adapt the teachings according to the level and the need and specific circumstances of the listener so that whatever is presented is most effective in bringing about the necessary transformation that one is seeking. So on these, once these conditions are created, then when you engage in the participating in the listening to a teaching or giving a teaching, then the activity will become beneficial. So these are the points Tsongkhap is making under this outline.
Yeah.
So the fourth major outline is how to lead the students with the actual instructions. So in this context, when we talk about instructions, we are talking about the instructions of the Buddha, Buddha Shakyamuni.
Then nilay chuye chuye deye song. Chinta kurim duksa song yin bari. Hini nilay chuye chuye song dhaka dhudeye dungi dhaa song yin kuya bari. Ta riji chaya naa chita di chaya. Ta di gyabu la dhamba song dhuwa. Gyabu la dhamba chidza ne kansa chita wa chigi. Wangliya ma chita di song songa. 다 고불루룩이 청주 섬진아 청주 섬진이 아더 소르저규가다 다치 모부터 당장 시서 직진하네 다 직진도 시키 말이 다 모부터 당장 포부감도 기제도 송도 좀 남아 봐 쳐라 담이 냠이 정수 선에 맞이고 동원지로 신호세하기 Tāngā cīcī tī āñcāgā dhēvē shūngshī mārī, chārū sīmdhī tī. Sātā yīn gugē rūpa tā, sāng dhīvē tā cīk tī, sāng dhīvē tā yūgā rā cīk tī, kū chētā chīvē tī yū ōbū shīndū nūmbū chīgī tā ngā rīyā, o sūng chāvī chāvīyā rī. Sātī nē yīmbā yīndu tāne, ngōbū tā chā tāngā rūpa kāntu jītā shēsua Tandam chanchu ku semdi ngayar sung, eni kuzhu chanchu ku semdi shubde, eni sung che. Ta tenri tongpanyi ki tawa di chiji malo kwa ta kwa cha, ta sabbe tane ngemanyi, kwanbe tane zik chwa ya karoshi lebe yina, eni dungne se adi kasu uri pake ta jen yin shi. Dungi gyula ta pake dungi gyu tenzi la eni kasuri pake nechidu song dengi ki ta shi lochi yongya yewa ta lochi kya yewa dewa chi ki tongi luzane eni dungi sehungi ba chi ko tongi gu ba ta dungi gyula nyambu tomde yewa she luzane dungi gyu tei kiwa njibu dungi di tajangi ba chi tongi gu ba 대인지기야지 내용도가 저들이 이르자네 저주선들 난리야 동의가 따오고 뭐 등해서 쏜 대주부대 얘네 단 대세교인 이르다 대세교인 이르자네 얘네 어주부대 저주 가사 들으려 얘네 동의가 따와 과연 차 동의가 따와 꼽네 그게 영어처럼 중에는 예 졸라 차고 태소매 신다 인지기야 태소매 세송도가 다들 원부 넘어 원시 Tadilinduzane, Taya Dana Bariyati, Nyanse, Tene, Te Shirub, Te Dinidub Shirub, Chua Jave, Eni, Tabki Lamnyam, Tabki Nyamiti, Songyare. So, Chitan Dos Meradova. Tadi, Chi Jan, the Kava, Tasajun. Nyangun Surub, Tanya Sundan Chilia, Ani kāngsā gāyāzhāngā gāndu chāgā. Dāmbā jīzhāngā gāndu chāgās. Tīdāngā nīsūngduwa. Kāngsā gāyāzhāngā gāndu chāgā chīlū chīgā. Dāmbā jīzhāngā gāndu chāgā chīlū chīgā. Sā āndā pēnā lūrū rāngā dā sūng pēnā dīnī būtī dūk stāyā bēgīnā. Umar jītāngā tīdāngā kāngsā gāyāzhāngā gāndu chāgā. Jomden dek dambat di terduk nilai, terjadi juga kemal juga agak dambat syarat. So, ada di zawa syarat jual dana, ini tabah saya si, ye baca sama kau tu ya. Ini terjadi kemal kemal saya si, ye baca sama kau tu macam, ngah tu. Dah dana, ini tabah dana ni logik kau aje, tuah.
So, with regard to the procedure by which students are led. On the basis of the instructions, there can be different approaches. For example, even in Nagarjuna's own writing, we see a divergence of approaches. For example, in his Precious Garland, the main procedure that is adopted is first by presenting all the teachings that are related to the realization of attainment of a fortunate rebirth, a higher rebirth in a fortunate realm. And so within that context, the teachings on the morality of adopting, abstaining from 10 negative actions, and also how to maintain a way of life that is free from falling prey to various forms of wrong livelihood, all of these are explained within the context of a practitioner who aspires to attain a favorable rebirth in a higher realm in the next life. And then having explained that part of the practices, then in the latter part of the text, Ratnavali, Precious Garland, Nagarjuna then goes on to explain all the practices that are related to the attainment of liberation, nirvana, and the definite goodness. And here, in this context, the presentation of the view of emptiness is explained, the correct view of emptiness is explained. So now this approach, since Ratnavali, the Precious Garland, is explicitly written as a letter of an instruction, a letter of advice to a king, so the approach being presented in that is very specific to a particular individual. Whereas if you compare that to Nagarjuna's own text, commentary on the awakening mind, Bodhicitta Vivarana, then the approach is very different. In the commentary on the awakening mind, which is in fact the entire text, is an exposition of a verse from a stanza from root tantra of Guhyasamaja, where it explains how all phenomena devoid of intrinsic existence and also devoid of the duality of subject and object, and explains the equanimity within the, in terms of the absence of inherent existence of all phenomena. So that passage from Guhyasamaja root tantra forms the basis for the exposition of this particular text by Nagarjuna, which is a commentary on the awakening mind. And in this text, since it is a commentary on exposition of this particular stanza from Guhyasamaja tantra, clearly the audience that is being targeted in this text are really practitioners of advanced capacity, because they are practitioners of highest yoga tantra, therefore trainees of highest yoga tantra. Therefore, the procedure of the path presented there is very different. So in fact, in this text, Nagarjuna immediately begins with the explanation of emptiness. So there, the practices that are related to cultivating the correct view of emptiness is presented first. So on the basis of studying the teachings on emptiness, when one develops a deep understanding, and on that basis, when one reflects critically upon one's understanding, then on that basis, one will develop a deep ascertainment of the meaning of emptiness, which when through meditative practices becomes internalized, then the individual practitioner will arrive at a point where there will be a certain experiential flavor to the person's understanding of emptiness. And once you have that understanding of emptiness, then you begin to recognize that the possibility of an end to suffering, because you recognize suffering arising from ignorance, which is a distorted state of mind, and you come to recognize that this distorted state of mind has antidote, powerful antidote that directly negates the content of that, perspective of that ignorance. And by seeing that the root of suffering, there is a powerful antidote that can eliminate it, you begin to recognize the possibility of an end to suffering. And so once you recognize the possibility of an end to suffering, then this realization of the possibility of an end to suffering can in fact generate within you a powerful feeling of compassion for all beings. So therefore, Nagarjuna in fact writes in the Bodhicitta Vivarana, Awakening Mind, where having explained the meaning of emptiness, at one point he says, in the person in whom the realization of emptiness has arisen, there is no doubt
that attachment for all beings will arise. Now here, attachment refers to compassion. So what we find in Bodhicitta Vivarana is a procedure where the practitioner begins with cultivating the understanding of emptiness and thereby cultivating the ultimate awakening mind, and then on the basis of that ultimate awakening mind, one cultivates the conventional awakening mind, which is the bodhicitta, and proceeds in that manner. So these two approaches are very different. So and so if you look at these two approaches, and then it makes sense, for example, latter-day Tibetan master Nyenjun Sungrab developed a phrase where he talks about certain approaches of a teaching which is specific to an individual, and certain approaches of teaching which are taking into account the overall structure of the path. So you can see that this kind of, you know, understanding really applies to the two quite different approaches found in Nagarjuna's teaching, one in the Precious Garland and the other in the Awakening Commentary on the Awakening Mind. So in short, when Tsongkhapa talks about how to guide the student on the basis of instructions, here instructions refer to the Buddha's instruction. And the Buddha's instruction, the purpose of the Buddha's instruction is bring about the attainment of definite goodness, which is the liberation and the Buddhahood. And there, the principal factor is really the cultivation of wisdom, as explained before.
三十多年代的他去摩托车摩托车当地的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的他三十多年的 다른 신기 지금 살람기 다 람다 드빈 남샤 소인들산에 직지 안 가는 돌라 다시 신도 고주리 신고리 자 다 디디 안다다 매배하는 거야 저 배지를 봐 자 다 디지털이야 그게 개변이야지 근데 세월 썼나 상기 기술 고규체 강시 태송 개교와 대의 동반 이때인데 니니 코너를 이지샤 제 송도가 다가는 시기 아니 배치기 타고에 조여전을 밀칠 지나칠 수밖에 있는 저는 어디 송대야 그것이 그림이 되듯이 다디 숨는데 땀바 지원도 전에 낭춘 드셔 때위도 사네 내한테 타봐도 좀 지켜봐 고맙습니다 다디 동의기 따라야 되네 두려야 되네 잘못 누가 가던 고된 중국이야 땀바 시수인도 사네 내가 고된도 중국으로 와 고된 세야지 동네 차외 아니 고된 세야지 톱주주 해봐 이나 아니 동네 고는 거 봐도 와 동해 방배 차와지 타야매나 동해 검 쳤으면 누가 유시하니 여러분다 말해 기부로 시대한테 여러분 와도 동해 신 삼단 되니 소름 파로로 쳤으면 누가 봐야 동해 세유 여버지 통나 아타 동해 삼단 응 동해 교를 자체니 아니 동해 잔류 로 치드니에 쏘아진 죽이나 그러도가 김제도가 신디면 아니 잡스킴도 와 자들이 이르자네 가서 끊는 유무 저기 담바니 윤제 윤제 이후디 준전데 다 송용비아래 대 송야디 셔서 뭐시는 준전데로 뽑아 가야 할슬럼나 시 준전데 기루디 동해시다 검주시는 저스김도 가서 지사도 되지 아니 가서 가서 남자 좋아하셨을 거 가서 내가 남반대 손데 미워야 남반 갈스다. 시 간다베 짜면 시비다 송도와 mewe namba neso de miwe namba paris tempa soso lashi da rama sene chonga shi se sungde ya tati yidi midangwa kwa sungu yungu 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 tati eni chumde degi jena di yidi bedi sungu paya sushtu wa ta gwaakten se haji yuwa yina ta tu tato padu dungye la sakje ka soa dawa li ya dungye we rangshin yinba duji ki dungye rangshin yinba te langja topja la zi che eni tela shenpe wangi ta nga su lehsa yungu ya li ta tindi yinju zane ta di noma li dungye ki dungye dungye yinba da sui shingri di gyue dungye dungye yinba da duji ki dungye dungye yinba di chumde degi ngotre na ngotre na ini tu mungkin siapa raja sila sungguh ada tidak doa. Jadi sungguh agi sila bapa di tu mungkin tu siapa tuan? Jauh duji ke tu mungkin tu siapa tuan? Duji ke tu mungkin sila tu lain juga siawan cari. Kan di siawan tu rasa memang saya ada kari macam siapa juga. Tapi cincin lupa lain macam. Tapi siapa tu cuma ini? Tiada ni bukan dia yang terjadi. Tiada sungguh orang itu sungguh. Tiada cuma sungguh orang itu sungguh. Dendrijik sangwa kore thane, eni gokten sehachik da yoyo chogachi. Di chungwa ina, chawa teni digirwa. Sawa da di nabwa sangyewe chogyi, zawa da dirisha. Dendan mena, eni bena jiyang shingin denzu di chik. Guru yoga bena shingin denzu di chik. Dagana shigi bena da tenjoha da, chiwa mirawa da, jing nyandun dungan samya. Eni raharang bena gyamru, zibe ina. Rang-rang ke jamru, jadang je, rang-rang ke jamru tu je, ini, mana, lebih-lebih asing ni ni, mudik-mudik tu mula, mudik-mudik yang kau tu, teh-teh tu, mudik-mudik yang kau tu, lepas tu masa tu, terikat zaman ni tiga anda tu, cuci sama lah, cipar itu. Tapi ni, mana sosial bank, cuma le sian ni sosial bank sih yang kau tu, siapa kerja mana tu, ha, dah, dah kan yang singgi pergi. Chada monsum sea dilam mijawa. Gibu jim kaduli bina chada monsum jagrabata. Anda di gibu chungu shabe kaduli ya chagwa nangi chirawa napsum. Shedan nangi chirawa nursum. Di jadwa. Chisa ta di kadu lakta di ko ta nge kasur pigi bina sokcho bata wu chayshana. Jangan kayak awal ni, sampai cendera lagi, kau kem tu log tu je, jaya tu kan. Ini mesti tensi tu je, tenek kerja ni ada dia log tu yang yang dom fengus itu sejuru macam tu, jadi log tu biasa tu sejauh macam tu. Di cara ini, seluruh sama orang tu kan. Tapi kamera ni, sange berciri, kamera tu kalau sana cakap macam mana, tarbiyah nampak aje tengah lapau ni. Tarbiyah dia. 신금 좀 덕신기 신금 소스나 배체 샘딩기 주마 세베 다 차샤 지다샤마 샘딩기 주마 방배 다 차샤 되네지로 다 타바샤 너는 샘그 땡기 연대지로 그래서 다 전에 인도산에 다 내가 따와 실샤가 타라 아니 대단해 다 가서 우리 그게 다둔 짐배 주마 방배 ini cewek yang dia cikla, tarpa, syariah tadi, tak sanggih bersyarah cakap. Tak tiada ini, ini tanjung-tanjung yang kan, semua cikgu minta wakum yang ngadu dengan orang sendiri, tiada ini, sama tanpa ini, nak bersyarah cakap dua.
So with respect to these two diverse approaches of presenting the Dharma, one with relation to a specific individual's need and context, one from the point of view of the overall presentation of the Buddha Dharma. Here, for example, in 400 stanzas by Aryadeva, again, Aryadeva talks about these two different primary purposes of the Buddha's teachings. One aimed at realization of an immediate aspiration, which is the attainment of a favorable rebirth. The other one is the attainment of definite goodness or liberation. And here, if you look at the teachings that are related to and the practices that are related to the attainment of a favorable rebirth, then we are primarily talking about understanding the law of causality and the teaching on dependent origination in terms of karma, law of causality. And there, the primary form of causality, law of causality that we are trying to understand is really karma. And however, when it comes to the presentation of karma and the karmic laws, there are many aspects, facets of the karmic law that remain totally obscure to us. And similarly, if you look at the various presentations of the subtleties or various aspects of the various levels of realization of the paths, at this point, many of these very subtle aspects of the various levels of the path will remain obscure to us. So in these cases, the way in which we cultivate kind of conviction in these aspects of cause and effect initially will primarily take the form of having some kind of admiration and having some kind of conviction based upon that admiration. However, Aryadeva points out that in terms of cultivating a conviction in those aspects of the Buddha's teaching, the most skillful way of doing this is to first understand the Buddha's teaching on emptiness, Buddha's teaching on no self. And then, so he says that with relation to the Buddha's teaching that relate to very obscure facts, one can approach them and cultivate conviction in them on the basis of having a deep conviction in the Buddha's teaching on emptiness. Similarly, Dharmakirti says in his Pramanavartika commentary, exposition on the valid cognition, there he says that because the Buddha has, the teacher has proven to be faultless or reliable with respect to the teachings on the principal teachings, particularly the Four Noble Truths, no self and emptiness. Therefore, one can extend the same level of conviction and confidence in other teachings that the Buddha has given. So what we see here is that when it comes to the presentation of the Buddhist path from an overall point of view, the principal approach is to really proceed with cultivating a deeper understanding of the principal teachings of the Buddha, which relate to the Four Noble Truths and which relate to the teachings on no self and emptiness. And so even in the context of the Four Noble Truths, the key point is to really develop a deeper understanding of the Third Noble Truth, which is the truth of cessation, and to recognize and appreciate the possibility of the attainment of cessation. Otherwise, if we look at the teachings on suffering and its origin, and then if there is no possibility of an end to suffering, then there is simply no no point in reflecting, contemplating deeply upon the nature of suffering, because if there is no end, possibility of an end to suffering, and there's no possibility of attainment of cessation of suffering, then any deeper contemplation on suffering and its origin will result in depression. So clearly, Buddha was not interested purely in making his followers depressed by, delving ever more into the nature of suffering. So, for example, when we look at the nature of suffering, we are talking about evident suffering that we can all identify. Also, we are talking about the suffering of change, which we conventionally identify as pleasurable experiences. Then there is the third level of suffering, which is the suffering of conditioning. So, as one contemplates deeply upon the nature of suffering and comes to recognize that particularly the suffering of conditioning, which is the kind of the most profound level of suffering, arises on the basis of karma and afflictions, and which are all rooted in the fundamental ignorance and grasping at some form of enduring self. And then once one recognizes the distorted nature of that grasping, then one will appreciate the possibility of cultivating a perspective that directly opposes that. And through understanding this, one will recognize there is at least a possibility of an end, bringing an end to that suffering. And once you recognize that, then there is a real meaning and purpose to contemplating on the suffering. So that's why the reason why Buddha was so, there is a sort of a degree of confidence behind Buddha's teaching on the suffering and its origin, because the confidence is stemming from the fact that he knows there is the truth of cessation. And so when we understand the Buddha's teaching, we need to understand, relate all of the teachings to the principal teaching on emptiness, and the purpose of that is to attainment of liberation. Because otherwise, if we confine our understanding of the Buddha Dharma specifically to individual practices alone, say for example like Guru Yoga, or proper reliance on a spiritual teacher, or cultivation of the awareness of death and impermanence, or taking refuge in the three jewels, or and living one's life according to following the precepts of taking refuge in one's own object of refuge, and following the precepts based upon that, going for refuge, and also all of these teachings, practices, and teachings can be found in non-Buddhist teachings as well, and not only in the classical historical non-Buddhist teachings, but even in all the contemporary non-Buddhist spiritual traditions, you can find a version of all of these, a version of taking refuge, a version of living one's life according to the precepts, coming, stepping out of that, taking refuge, recognition of the importance of awareness of death. All of these can be found in the non-Buddhist traditions as well. And similarly, for example, when we look at the practice of morality, say, for example, abstaining from killing, you know, the act of abstaining from killing need not be by itself a Buddhist practice. One can be totally non-religious and out of fear of legal consequences abstain from killing, and that is the act, but that is not a spiritual religious practice. Similarly, a non-Buddhist practitioner can adopt the morality of abstaining from killing with a belief that doing so would violate, you know, God's wishes. So again, so you can see that, you know, by themselves, these individual practices, so long as you don't tie them to the ultimate aim of the Buddhist path and the point of the Buddhist teachings, they in themselves, they are not specifically Buddhist practices. They are common practices that are found in all the other traditions. And for example, within the 10, morality of abstaining from the 10 negative actions, we have three mental, covetousness, abstaining from covetousness, ill will or harmful intent, and wrong view. So we can see that, you know, this is at the level of the practices of, relevant to the person of initial capacity. So there, attachment and aversion and ignorance are not listed, but a very specific forms of these three poisons are listed. Instead of the general attachment, a more specific form, covetousness, is listed. Instead of aversion in its general category, more specific form, harmful intention, is listed. And also with wrong view, at the level of the initial capacities practice, the wrong view need not necessarily be understood in terms of a kind of a, you know, law of karma and so on, but rather the wrong view can be understood in terms of a person who defies the morality and engages in, say for example, taking life, thinking that there is going to be no moral consequences for this. So that kind of a view is a wrong view. So you can see all of these practices can be in themselves, not necessarily specifically Buddhists. So However, what distinguishes a particular practice, spiritual practice as Buddhist, is when it is tied to the overall motivation and purpose of attainment of liberation, and which is based upon recognition of the possibility of an end to suffering and its origin, which is based upon the recognition of the possibility of the truth of cessation, and where the, all of these practices are complemented with the understanding of the Buddha's teaching on no self and emptiness, then these become Buddhist practices. And even in the case of liberation, one needs to understand that the way in which Buddhism defines moksha or nirvana is not really transcending into some form of physical plane that is heavenly realm, but rather moksha or liberation is defined in terms of a quality or a state of mind where the individual practitioner has reached a state where the person has purified his or her mind from the stains of grasping at inherent existence or true existence. And therefore, the point is that the teaching on no self and cultivation of the view of no self really becomes central to defining any spiritual practice as being Buddhist. And that is, so the teaching on no self and the cultivation of the view of no self is what defines a spiritual practice as a Buddhist.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
So we will now move on the next section, which is the section stages of the path for persons of middle capacity. So we're actually not going to go straight there, but the point we want to refer to this is to really introduce what is meant by the actual instruction. And the actual instruction is the instruction of the Buddha, and the heart of that is to provide instruction that relates to the attainment of the liberation. 네. 267.
Mene ala budwa da.
Lao. Dito dito. Дальше, нау.
Кажется?
Нау.
So
in this section, in the opening part of the Lamrim Chemo's section dealing with the practices related to the person of middle capacity, Tsongkhapa writes, what is meant by liberation. So he writes, liberation means freedom from bondage, and that binds you to cyclic existences, karma, and afflictions. And then says that since this is the nature of bondage, freedom from rebirth impelled by karma and the afflictions is liberation. And the desire to obtain that freedom is the mind intent on liberation.
That day, the Gobulu Duke, Chira, the Mudigwa, the Mudigwe, Shunalo, Tarbe Moksha, Sahagi, Tarbe Namshash, Kasori, Tash Yere. That day, the Sanjeve, Tarmebe Tawa. 직시에 다 대원도 제베 타바 컨디션 그래서 뭐 스타바 이나 다 뜻지단 된다 가서 제외 연대 신데 숨기면 봐 다디 10하고 가 그때 precise 10점 담배 이나 고블루루기 안다 레더뉴 뭐 세베 타 레더뉴 뭐 남도래 대다 저래 저러니 동번이 기 갖고 줄 신데 제자자 이르자네 동번이디 타바 죽지지 Tak lezat ke analia, tunggu nyitu kapa jurusaja. Sesuatu, serta cuma kang tu sebab tu na cuma cuci insu tawar, cuma cuci insu sebab ni. Serta tarung amat di tarba sebab tu orang tu tu sedi sending cuni kang tu cuni dalam meribu wangi, cuni dalam mangbu wangi, ini ke cundeh berdiri di. 취기인의 몽배 머리바디 다 부르잖아요 대왕이 주는 견디디 취기인들 다 부르고 선생 취기가 다 부르고 세상 와서 탈방 하나 줬을 때 선생 취기 되죠
So generally speaking, if you look at the various classical Indian spiritual traditions, the notion of moksha or liberation is common to the classical Indian traditions. However, in the Buddhist context, the moksha or liberation is defined generally as a state of mind or quality of mind, and particularly in the form of a freedom, freedom from some pollutants. And to be more precise, Nagarjuna explains this very clearly. And of course, in the Buddhist context, the very understanding of moksha or liberation is tied intimately to the view of no self. And Nagarjuna gives a much more precise explanation of this in his Mula Madhyamaka Karika, Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way, where he says that through the cessation of karma and afflictions, one gains freedom. And affliction, karma and afflictions come about from false conceptualizations, and the conceptualization calmed by means of emptiness. So here, in this And on this reading of Nagarjuna's text, emptiness is explained as a method by which the cessation of afflictions and karma is brought about. However, there is also an alternative reading of the Sanskrit text where one reads the last line in a locative sense, not an instrumental, where then we read the false conceptualizations are calmed within emptiness. And this reading explains, suggests that because unenlightened existence or samsaric existence arises on the basis of our ignorance and distorted understanding of the nature of mind itself, therefore, it is by cultivating insight into the nature of mind where through this wisdom, all the pollutants and the distortions are literally kind of calmed and, you know, kind of dissolved, comes to be dissolved within the nature of mind itself. Therefore, the nature of mind at that point when all the conceptualizations, false conceptualizations have been dissolved and calmed, that state, that quality of the mind is understood by Nagarjuna as liberation. What is meant by liberation in the Buddhist context?
This one. Sometimes they parba said the jingle chores. Jingji the Karestona, Lenin is. Kang to jingle Estona, Leninji, Shawan Changi, the Pumbu Gawa, 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 the under the Nyar Lebe Pumbus and Jawadi, Pumbula Nyar Lebamaying Sami Pumbuda. Under the Nyar Leba Sadi, the Lenin Jani, that they want to deva, they shall want to. Tendig Pumbuchilla, Nyar Lebe Pumbus. Sadi Nyar Lebe Pumbu Pumbu Gawa. Gimichet, That is what I'm saying. So
we read here in Lamrim Chemo when Tsongkhapa explains what is meant by liberation or freedom. He says that liberation means freedom from bondage, and what binds you to the cyclic existence is karma and the afflictions. So he's identifying karma and afflictions are the things that bind us in the cycle of existence, and where the location where we are bound is identified as the cyclic existence, and so this is identified as a conditioned existence within aggregates that are appropriated. Appropriated aggregates is the term that is used. So it's not just any existence, because there can be existence with uncontaminated aggregates. But here, karmically conditioned aggregates, birth within the karmically conditioned aggregates is defined as being in samsara or being in a cyclic existence. And a continued existence from such aggregates to another aggregates is what is meant by cycle of existence. And within which, because it is karma and the afflictions that is binding us in this, there is an element of lack of control, lack of freedom on our part. And this kind of conditioned existence, continuous existence, is the cycle. And and then that's why Nagarjuna also says that suffering within cycle of existence is when one is bound within the existence of the aggregates.
Yeah, 나가주는 말다.
누구 거지? So this was Paramanavatika in Dharmakirti's text, where he identifies the aggregates as the cycle of as the samsara, and within which we undergo the experience of suffering. And then we move on to the next section, when Tsongkhapa explains the process by which we continue to exist in samsara. He gives so here he says, reflection on the truth of suffering is explained in terms of showing the significance of the Buddha's asserting that truth of suffering as the first of the Four Noble Truths and the actual meaning meditation on suffering. And then the first here Tsongkhapa writes that he first raises a qualm: the true origins are the causes and true sufferings are their effects. Why then did the Blessed One reverse that order if that origin precedes suffering and say, monks, this is the noble truth of suffering and this is the noble truth of the origin? Then Tsongkhapa responds, in this case, the teacher reversed the sequence of cause and effect, not out of error. For example, in Maitreya's text, Ornament of Clear Realization, he explains the suffering and their origin in their actual a sequence of order, because origins comes first and then the sufferings arise as their results and so on. But when Buddha first gave the sermon on the Four Noble Truths, he reversed that order and he began with the result, which is the suffering, and then moved on to the origin. So the question is being raised here, what is the significance of reversing the actual order and explaining the truth of the suffering first?
So mudi bata ta changbe chakwa sa ju che samde do sumi ta komya de ju che di ta sangje ge chwa de wa la do me de de ta de le ta ge lo ge ta de le ji ta wa yu ge wa ta sangje chwa de wa le yi ju chi ru ba la chi ta de de yin de jom de de ge do me she bra cha so ya ge do me di ga ru sung ba sa ba yin na ten du ji ren xin ji nyawar lembe pungpun di dungye chudan zhubye nye nyayadang, dhyayadang, sungudar mingne gomna chingyo laas. Nyawar lembe pungpun di eni dungye ki ta jirmishan lirmishimya li shamdi da di shamdi thayanguri dungye ki kaso uri nye thaday dungye ki tenshenye, nyeshenye maungpa la dungye yongya ki du eni nyumungpa peyata 내년에 제순절 인도산에 그 유목계의 조수로 되게 드리지면 인도산에 다섯 동네 주변 동네 주변에 동네 주지기다 가서 틈비지는 거예요. 어 대단한 사람들 거네. 아니 가서래 된대겠다. 누지기 풍부 될래야 말해 누지기 동네리야. 아니 샤로키니 될래 탄도다 로 되고 그래서 대윤도 냐 가서 두지기 두지기 동에 시야데 두지 사데 레뉴지 샤완쟁게 게다 네거텔라 다 두지기 동에 그래서 샤초요리 아니 대와 텐데도비 샤완쟁이 내리 부모도 샤초요리 근데 이 인도 다 텔레 탄데 걸로 깨이도 자네 묘모 방배 태연데 탄데 아니 아 되니즈레 고도가 예버는 좋아 생 엄마서 들으셔
So the significance of explaining the truth of suffering first is that the Buddha explains that only when one comes to understand the nature of suffering, then the true aspiration to seek freedom from that suffering will arise. Therefore, the truth of suffering was taught first. So when we are talking about the suffering in the context of the Four Noble Truths, and the Buddha's admonition that we must recognize suffering as suffering, we are not talking about a suffering in the conventional sense. For example, in a conventional sense, many experiences, for example, that are pleasurable and mundane successes, these actually we see them instead of as being in the nature of suffering, we see them as desirable. And in fact, for example, when we talk about happiness in the conventional sense, often we are talking about successes and excellences in a mundane context. In fact, and the reason why this is so is that, for example, when we examine our attitude towards people who are successful in worldly terms, we feel admiration, and in some cases even envious, and which suggests that actually what they have is what we wish to have. So this shows that instead of recognizing these to be in the nature of suffering, we take them to be aspects of happiness. So the suffering that we need to cultivate understanding of is a deeper meaning, in a sense of a deeper meaning. And here, Panchen Lama, Panchen Lobsang Chögyen sums it up quite beautifully, which I often cite, where he says that and there are many ways in which one can contemplate the nature of suffering. And at one level, with relation to evident, obvious suffering, and this is a level of suffering which even the animals are capable of recognizing as undesirable and wanting to get away from these. And then the second level of suffering, which is the suffering of change, which are conventionally identified as pleasurable and happiness, with relation to that level of suffering, the non-Buddhist practitioners, those who seek a heightened state of form and formless meditative states, and they are capable of cultivating a sense of disenchantment towards that level of pleasure and pleasurable sensations and avoid them. So
in the context of the Buddha Dharma, when the Buddha talks about cultivating a true recognition of the meaning of suffering, it is the third level of suffering, which is the suffering of conditioning. So when we say suffering of conditioning, the conditioning here refers to conditioning by karma and afflictions. And here it refers to our very existence as being propelled and conditioned by karma and afflictions. And here, as Tsongkhapa explains in Lama Chimo, Panchen Lama also identifies that our existence bound within karmically conditioned aggregates are in a sense like the vessels within which, container within which the fruits of our past karma and afflictions are ripened. And it also serves as a further condition that enhances the causes and conditions that would give rise to future sufferings. So it, they serve, our aggregates serve both as a container of suffering, you know, present suffering, but also they serve as a condition for future suffering as well. And therefore, the one who is able to recognize suffering in the, in that sense, one will then be able to generate a genuine aspiration to emerge definitely from that kind of conditioned existence. And this is what is meant by Nginjung, or true renunciation, a definite emergence, an aspiration to definitely emerge from that kind of conditioned existence.
That is not the reason we seek. Tā tūngē tērē tāwa ndērā sā, ndērā nā, tūngē tē tōgōgō tōng lā sā, tēngā gyū mā tō nā, mī tōgō shēng, sā tē kī, tā nōgō kō sā lē tē sā, shēng tō wā. Tē shū gō tē, tē gyū chī tē gō shī yī nyam tō, gūn shūng gō tēmbā shē pā rā chē wē, tē wō tō gūn shūng gō tēmbā sōng sō. Nī sō wā. Tā tē ndērā, tē nē, kō yō tūngē sā chē yī lē kī kē bā tā. Tā lē lē yā, Saja the Samish in Urba, the Raman in Urba, the under the Saja, Sabot Zevas, the Yumo want to give it there. The Tadena Junin Alia, any Taconan in the Mobe Maripata, Ra, Co Penjik, Duji, Lati, Casolpe, Lang Yungi, Tab, Gutelia, Taconan in the Mobe Maripata, Lenin of Maripas, and the Shetia, the Tisuka, so the Ninder. Nyumu wangi kiewa has sajegi legi kiewa tang. Mare, mire, legi an nyumu ki kiewa tang is. Tiri da nyumu wangi chungwe legi sajegi leche, legi kiewa tang. Legi an nyumu ki kiewa tang, nyumu ki zawa dengzindu shebe, kunjungu daba shebe geshe. Jizwa. Da di shugu de dengzintayang doan nukur toa na has. Da di Dengzinti, Lotte chizu suwa nanshi tuan la nai yudame. Tati sangta kuyari. Lo kanshi chizu lo yinda mensiyadi Lotte chizu suwa nanshi Lotte zindang tuan la nai bachin. Lotte chizu suwa nanshi tuan la nai bachin ba yina Lotte shinjima lo yinpari. Lotte chizu suwa nanshi tuan la nai mena Lo tenji redi yini Ta ko chizu lo chadi yari. Tati ni yinba yinu zane Ta lo kanshi The Chijilo in the Messiah, the Lotte Chidr, the Zinang, Kudusia, that the Tan Nayam, Santa, 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 the Tan Nayam, ngaranzo maribuchye inu zane, nengzu te shil shani, achari zibu jingduwa. Nengzu tanya zhu shi nengduwa. Heyo rota. shokadakayini pa mingde shakasam shi tenne michawa tenji mwene yobashi shalimu towa sada nungzu dish towa nungzu dishli shabe tawane tedadu tenye sabe lot jigyaro sada nungzu da nesu mitubba di ta samtani ta nungzu dirish nagitu di ine chidam nawa tato tenne ne yome ta samtani jaba chego yore sada nane nivu di yawashi Nane ni wudi yawashi chene, tan nesu chili yindi, ta chaba chayati. So, ta dungyu rushiga rupati yitigi, tan nesu dharpa yungu yare. So, jiri yima yidi zane, ta kanda dungyu nyumu sayatuya yodami sayati, nyumu gzawa denzin sayati yimbata, nyumu gzawa denzin sayati, chinji loko lo yindame, ta didyana pavya ala, didyana pavya ala, lo tiri shiro songa nashi, Chuachini, temple zimbe, lote, denzi tangi do, lor rang nangi yonte as ready, in a good denunzu, tangtane, lote, da, shende, which is long, let the adjection. Ta? Denzing to chambe, new mong lote, da new merin she, loy, new magic, da natar, qualia. Nyumung lebaje rito rimiduwa ta chik samtana terang ranzu shetangrawu shukshambu shayunga mijibayini kobe shushutsu shiriliya longgondu nam gyuwerinu shirangji yiba deyumiduwa desayabishtani ranzu niri niri tsoya naloliya shetangdan zindan gyewe lo chambada soka gyaduwa chorungzini chambada redi Ini cawu tuh yang cembat di dia tua. So cembat dia juga digi. Zahir le rengsi sedang ke mor tu dia na cembat di sini malu. Kalau semua cembat dah sedang ni buat di yuji le minyak tuji le kita muda kau kunci tak kau ada. So di luar sana, orang tu jual. Jadi cembat ni jenis yang tu. Kau cawu ada le. Kau cunju cai mawa ada le. Ini jadi kau dia tua juga digi. 人心的在外西格鲁克了 这里的人是local,在外西吧,的,and 其实说的东西全是难免的。但第一句话,上当的,上面要够,就错了,两年之内,等这些,买了说错了,上面就落地下,下来了。我的第一句话,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人,等人
page 269, last paragraph, where Tsongkhapa writes, next, you develop an understanding of the truth of... Sorry, I think it was the penultimate paragraph. Once you recognize suffering, you see yourself as submerged in an ocean of suffering and realize that if you want to be liberated from suffering, you must counteract it. Moreover, you recognize that you cannot stop suffering unless you counteract it, its cause. By investigating the cause of suffering, you come to understand its true origin. Consequently, the Buddha spoke next about the truth of origin. And then he goes on to write, next, you develop an understanding of the truth of the origin, an understanding that contaminated karma produces the suffering of cyclic existence, that afflictions produce karma, and that the conception of self is the root of the afflictions. When you see that you can eliminate the conception of self, you will vow to realize its cessation, which is also the cessation of suffering. So when we... So the conception of self or grasping at self that is being referred to here, Tsongkhapa is using it in a very broad kind of general sense. Of course, when he explains it in a more specific way, later on it will be related to the teaching on emptiness. But here, that he's presenting in on a very general level, where the consensus is among all the Buddhist schools is the recognition that grasping at self lies at the root of cyclic existence. So what Tsongkhapa is pointing out here is that once you recognize that suffering arises from its origin, and its origin is constituted principally by karma and the afflictions, and then you come to recognize that at the root of all the afflictions lies the grasping at self, then it becomes very important that the question is this grasping at self, which is a very natural feeling that we all have. It is an innate mental state. It's not something that is acquired intellectually as a result of some kind of philosophical conditioning, but rather it is a natural state of mind that we all possess. It is an innate mental state. Then the question is, does the perspective of this innate mental state, the natural sense of grasping at the self that we possess, does the perspective of this is correct? Does it accord with the reality? This becomes an important question. Because just because something is natural, a perception or a mental state is natural, does not necessarily mean that its perception accords with the reality. So the question is, we need to ask that question. And then furthermore, you know, when you probe in this manner, you will come to recognize that this grasping at self is really a form of an ignorance. And therefore, one needs to understand its distorted nature. And then the way in which we understand its distorted nature is to really again differentiate between our perception of reality and the reality itself. So some form of differentiation needs to be made between the way things appear to us, the way we perceive things, and the way things really are. And so generally when we react to events on the level of emotions with afflictions, we tend to react on the level of perceptions, on the level of appearances of things. And then because things appear to us as possessing some kind of independent reality of their own, we tend to immediately affirm that perception, affirm that discreteness and solidity, and we react to the events and to the objects on the basis of that confirmation of this perception. And then we tend to grasp very strongly at this solidity of the objects that we perceive. However, by doing so, we are only relating events on the level of perception. We are not relating them at the level of their reality. So then the need arises as to compare whether there is a gap or the disparity between our perception and the actual reality. So therefore, we need to understand what the reality is. And this relates to the need to have some way of understanding the true mode of being, the actual mode of being of things. And this, of course, ties up to the Buddha's teaching on emptiness, because teaching on emptiness involves in all the various reasoning that are presented in the text to establish emptiness are really all aimed at establishing a proper understanding of the actual nature of reality. So once we recognize this, then we will come to recognize that this naive perception of things as possessing self-existence really comes to be recognized as being distorted. And when we recognize that they are distorted, then we will come to recognize that they are unstable, and there is a possibility of rooting these out from our mental states. And so this is one important fact that one needs to recognize. The second important fact that one needs to recognize is that in themselves, the essential nature of mind is not really polluted. So for example, when we look at the afflictions such as anger or hatred, a person may be hateful kind of by temperament, but that does not mean this individual is going to be always in a state of hatefulness. The same individual may experience moments of loving kindness, moments of compassion. And loving kindness and hatred are diametrically opposed mental states, that two of them cannot coexist in a single individual at a single moment. So this shows that the fact that even the hateful person never remains hateful consciously all the time and has occasional moments when loving kindness and compassion arises in this individual shows that the essential nature of the mind itself is not kind of, you know, inseparable from the afflictions such as hatred and so on. Similarly, in all of us, although our compassion and our loving kindness may be biased, but still natural emotions like loving kindness and compassion do arise in us. So this shows that in itself, the essential nature of mind has the ability or capacity to allow the arising of opposing mental states, you know, whether it is afflictions or their opposites. Similarly, although our grasping at a true existence of self-existence of things may be very real and solid and natural, but that does not mean that somehow this is an integral part of the essential nature of mind itself, because by cultivating the wisdom of no self, we can gradually undermine the solidity of this grasping and eventually conceive, envision a point where one will be able to actually recognize the absence, opposite of the self-existence. So this shows that no matter how strong a particular state of mind may be, these afflictions are not an integral, inseparable element, aspect of the essential nature of mind. So therefore, these two premises become very important. One, that the afflictions, particularly their root, which is ignorance, is distorted. And secondly, that the essential nature of mind is, you know, separable from these afflictions. On the basis of these two, one will then come to recognize that grasping at self-existence is a state of mind that is removable, that is a perspective that one can remove. So once you recognize that kind of, have that kind of understanding, and then a genuine kind of a flavor, a feeling will arise in you when we are talking about the cessation of suffering, and therefore a true aspiration will arise on that basis to gain that kind of freedom.
Nilu Jodalia Tara Mido Yuzane, Muribu Jodani, Madame the Tang Chat. That Wobulugi, any Obatu di under Sati. To the Kenny King and them, Yanda Ban the Tobacco, ten of the Morison, Teleana Juni Jones, this one. That any Ariande, she given Aria, Lunu, which is Timugu, the negative days, Tishin Yumon Tanjay, Timu Jump, Jumpatos. Down Timu Jamiagi, Timu the Christian Munzi was Lavaina, the Nyambutembe Mene, Tuning Mokada, the Timu Mode, the Shepherds. That the Nyambush had the Karsundos Luna, tenzin zaman juwanga, tonu dimun jumun jurus. Tenzi ki te konanyi tonga yena, dimun jungu maare. Sizane, dimun di gamdi, dimun khanzir manzi basdawna, gulu rusun shave, duda kienle kiewe ngobostadu, tenzun gizang shingi. Ngoboti, eni, tena taba mayimba, ngoni ji yaba, tatea di, ta maribola, dimun manzi bada sabishushtuwa. So, ta maribati, dimun di mela shaya di,
So, when we speak about ignorance, fundamental ignorance, depending upon one's understanding of reality, how you define what constitutes fundamental ignorance is going to be different. So, for example, in the case of Nagarjuna, Nagarjuna's own position, final position on this, is found in the 70 stanzas on emptiness, where Nagarjuna writes that the phenomena that has arisen from causes and conditions, that which grasps at these as possessing final existence, that the Buddha has explained to be ignorance. So in other words, Nagarjuna is identifying ignorance to be that form of that mental state which grasps at a phenomena of dependently originated phenomena as possessing some kind of final reality of their own. And this is explained more clearly in Aryadeva's 400 stanzas on the middle way, where he says that just as the body faculty permeates all the other senses, sense faculties, in the same manner, delusion, which he is referring to ignorance, he says delusion permeates all afflictions. And then when he explains what is meant by delusion here, or ignorance here, then he explains this by way of presenting its antidote. And here he says that he who understands dependent origination, he who sees dependent origination, in him the ignorance will not arise. And therefore, with all one's efforts here, one should engage in the discourse on dependent origination. So by pointing out the insight of the dependent origination is the direct opposite, direct antidote to ignorance, he is identifying the ignorance to be grasping at phenomena as possessing, being devoid of dependent origination, they are possessing some kind of final existence or final reality.
So that tells you that when was 100 gomulu ruge, kasa, kyuri jiri jiri yang dapat anda tahu bahkan, cendera sosial tinggi, tadi kasore, di dokshok, nanti yang dapat maju beti, Jujilia, Junji Dinju, the Koyuwa. Jujikan, Jenganam, Jujikan, Jenny, Mobuti, Yanda, or Topati, Marimores. The Chisla Loris, Marimich the Swan, Yanda, Druya Maris, Yanda, Madrubikim, the Karaslavna, Jujikan, Tene, Shundavishri, Jujikan, Rada to us. On a Jujikan, Rada, some she. Ini rasim mereka kerjus cukup Islam na, tapi juga mengu santang aja. Junjek ke tenjung, ini bayi itu sana. Junjek ke tenjung, rakyat ni ngan sama lah. Tapi kasih kian kerja. Tapi junjek tu ya, junjek ke tenjung, rakyat ni junjek tu ya pergi sendok kahre. Tosan jawab jengi apa di singgur dah. Raya, ini macam ni cuma orang aja singgur dah.
Company
디디 그 윤재긴 대화 상당히 대구 대다대 영야디 규태다대 창고도 삼에서네 이니 다 가는 것은 몇 시에 들어왔다 윤재긴 대화는 아주 통대도 와 다디도 삼을 담에 있나 대구 줄로 떼야디 가슴 떼어냈었나 아 대구 라왕 그 주야나 대구 줄 대구 뭐라 와 자 디디 인도산에 지리 시절에 뜨네 여대버지 시절에 여배 인도산에 누구 줄 때버지 공용도가 와, 단 지리 시절에야 그 뜨네 줘야지 용초가지 랑문의 매가 다지 그렇다 땡도가 랑문의 여나 뜨네 뜨고 하면 도가 뜨고 하면은 경제를 더 용 말고 자 세우도가 자 지리 인도산에 또 상담이나 Dudan Jebu, Sari, Tinjung, Junjing, Tinjung, Sati, Yao, Santana, Tene, Tinjung, the Sound Scott here. Tene, Tuba, the Yao, Santana, you know, Rawa, meeting it. And remember the money, Yori, Penny, Daddy, Mingwang, Yori, and Mingwang, Tene, Tutti. What does it say? Those that leave us an eh, Jumde, Degi. 존재했던 중 생각 손실할 때에 타가 동의 참모 송구야 말할 때 얘네 딱히 동의 참모 조약에 맞아로 시즌 때 송도가 어디를 주시나?
So so when you look at Nagarjuna's stanza from the 70s verses, he actually cites the fact that phenomena come into being. Independence upon causes and conditions as the proof or reason for rejecting their possession of some kind of final existence. So, in other words, into the emptiness of phenomena is being established by means of taking the fact of their causal origination as a kind of a premise or a reasoning. Now, and this is an important point because what Nagarjuna is saying is that all phenomena are devoid of, you know, all the causally arisen phenomena are devoid of inherent existence because they come into being in dependence upon their causes and conditions. And so generally speaking, the causal relationship is something that we are all kind of naturally aware of. And to some extent, at a very gross level, even the animals are capable of making causal connections. For example, they know that if they eat, they won't be hungry, and if they're feeling too hot, they will look for a shade. And so there is, even the animals are capable of making causal connections between events. And of course, in the human, in our case, we are more capable than the animals. So, for example, that's why we think about our own future welfare. We try to save for our future, so that and in order to save more money and make more money, we try to better educate ourselves so that we have a better qualifications, so that we can get jobs like professorships, professorial positions with bigger paychecks. And also we may try to, if you're in the business, may try to join a more well-known company, a larger company, so that you have a bigger salaries and so on. And the idea here is that we make causal connections between certain things that we want in future and the conditions that are necessary to get there. And on the basis of that, we make all our efforts. So all of this shows that we do recognize in our day-to-day life the cause and effect relations and operate on the basis of that knowledge. But what Nagarjuna is pointing to is that, you know, making us reflect more deeply upon the very fact of this cause and effect relationship. Why is it that the effects depend upon their causes? So we can raise the question, why is it that the effects depend upon their causes? This is because in reality, in nature, there is the phenomenon of dependence. There is a phenomenon of relationships. And what allows for this cause and effect relationship to,
function in the first place is that there is a certain openness. There is, the cause and effects are not self-enclosed reality. So there is a certain openness that allows for this kind of related relationship to occur. And because of this relationship, the possibility of this relationship, then events can relate to each other in a cause and effect manner. So once you recognize, therefore what Nagarjuna is pointing out is the possibility that by reflecting deeply upon cause and effect relationship, we can come to recognize the basic possibility of relatedness between events. And once you recognize that relational nature, then on that basis we can come to recognize the all phenomena as being devoid of self-enclosed intrinsic reality of their own. And once you come to recognize that, then you will come to be able to understand how we can understand the reality and existence of things in terms of designation and conventional understanding. So, therefore, when Buddha taught the dependent origination in terms of causes and effects in the 12 links, although he is not explicitly teaching emptiness, but he is in fact providing the very foundation that serves as the basis for us to then understand emptiness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, from another point of view, we can look at the Buddha's teaching on dependent origination at the level of cause and effect, and dependent origination in terms of emptiness. The first level of teaching pertains more to the cause and effects that are related to attainment of a favorable rebirth in favorable rebirth in a higher realms of existence. And the Buddha's teaching on dependent origination in terms of emptiness pertains to cultivation of the causes and conditions that are relevant to the attainment of liberation. So that's one way of looking at these two sets of teachings.
So
what we recognize here is that whether it is the attainment of the realization of our aim, a temporary aim of attaining favorable rebirth, or whether it is the attainment of whether it is the realization of our long-term aim, which is the attainment of liberation, both of these, in both of these, the understanding of the dependent teaching on dependent origination becomes relevant, and therefore, Nagarjuna. I think this is in the 70 stanzas, says that and this teaching on dependent origination is the most precious among the treasury of the Buddha's teachings, Buddha's scriptures.
That didn't that the other revolutionary to revolutionary. Teda, Tarbang, Gopa, Mundo Chow, Yamdu Zimbana, Terendra, Lam Kang, Yamdo Lamje, Tabala, Juga, Lamde, Tamar, Sunso.
So then Tsongkhapa writes in the text, this is on page 270, in this way, it's the third paragraph, in this way, when you think, I shall realize a cessation that is liberation, you become interested in the truth of the path.
Mm-hmm. 당불 먼저 쭉 tala tene ngeli truyachi. Ngeli truyachi churu namjiki shiro shibuji pechushik buduwa. Churu namjiki shiro pechushik, nyan laba yakuchi mochuk na churu namjiki shiro pechushik buduwa. So yin yuzane, rizhichana suwa nanshiki tangbo ngambar toya chi, chi ni ngambar lepon chungsa, ta dirisha. So dili yin yuzane, ta di truyachi tabshi di sunamoyin, sunamoyinba tangbo ngambar toya, padu dhani tobarishi. So ta di lingduwa. So dili yin yuzane, ta Lamrim Kurim Dusit Yari, Toma Sendi Nashatoya, Tene Yachin, any Chime Nashato, Tene Nizum Lot Juni, and a Tabatuni, Tabatuyat. What did she? Saturday, or that Dusheni, Nisha.
So, in terms of actual,
that the issue was washing, the issue with the Tedana, and the Julam Long the Chan, the issue with the Tedana, Tenshini, Tabachu Gundu. Land tumor sunshin, call and jugotan, tell a dog and net tamje, the hour shape, dube imbena, number jugot, shinduke, chasing, namlingi gaudon, the cheve, rimbotetado loma tea, goede, said.
So in terms of actual realization of the two aims, of course, the attainment of a favorable rebirth must precede, and then on that basis, one can attain. The realization of the second aim, the attainment of liberation, because since the engagement on the path aimed at attainment of liberation requires the maximum use of our faculty of intelligence, and given that the human form, human existence is equipped with the most advanced form of faculties of intelligence, therefore, in order to engage in a path that is directed towards the attainment of liberation, one needs to have a form of existence that is equipped with those kind of qualities of intelligence. And therefore, in Precious Garland, all the practices that are aimed at attaining favorable rebirths are explained first, and then this is followed by the other teachings. Similarly, in 400 stanzas, on the middle way, Aryadeva presents a sequence of practices where he says that at first one must avert all the demeritorious activities, and then in the middle one must cease grasping at self, and then finally one must cease grasping at all views, false views. And also in the Lamrim teachings, the approach begins with first trying to deal with the preoccupations that are totally confined to the concerns of this life. Once you have done that, then you move on to dealing with the preoccupations that are concerned with the immediate future life, and so on. And here, Tsongkhapa writes in the text, this is on page 270, fifth para. This being the case, the four truths are taught repeatedly throughout the Mahayana and the Lesser Vehicle teachings. Since the Sugata has included in the four truths the vital points concerning the process of cyclic existence and its cessation, this teaching is crucial for achieving freedom. And since this synoptic outline of practice is important, it must be taught to students in just this order. So here Tsongkhapa is making a very important point, the need to guide students on the basis of the sequence of the Four Noble Truths. So here in this big outline that we refer to, how the process by which the student should be led on the basis of the actual instructions. So all of this has been explanations is really trying to point out what is meant by the actual instructions.
So now that among the most of the Rimbala, she hit into the tenorist of General Rimba Senator, Tamba Tindigita, Induzane, Titangang Gavish Indi, Titan Tungi, Tinyam Yu Tengi, that's his house, who is. Any danger Gavish Indi, danger Lomets Indi, Tedish the Temperature.
So given that this is what is meant by the actual instruction, then Tsongkhapa in the text says that when he explains this outline and the process by which
as a student should be led on the basis of the actual instructions. He explains first how to rely on a spiritual mentor, and on that basis of reliance, how to lead the student. And given that, you know, on the basis of discussions, we understood what is exactly meant by the instruction here. Therefore, the spiritual mentor who is going to guide the students needs to have the qualities that are necessary to guide the students on the basis of such an instruction. Therefore, in this text, Tsongkhapa talks about the qualities that are important on the part of the teachers, qualities on the part of the student, and then how to then rely on the spiritual mentor on that basis.
Now break for lunch. Ha, 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 ha.